You are listening to TKO on CFRU Radio 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and available worldwide at CFRU.ca. What is happening, everybody? What is good with y'all? It's your girl, Janan, right here on TKO. As you already know, here on TKO, all we talk about is mixed martial arts, also known as MMA, and other combat sports too. We also discuss the issues that surround the world of fighting and talk about notable fighters and athletes and how they all got started in the game and, of course, where they are now. So what is happening, y'all? I hope that everybody has been having a great day and a fantastic week so far. I hope that everybody's been taking care of their health. Y'all might remember that on our last episode, I disclosed to you that I was about to get sick. Well, fast forward a few days after, I am officially sick. I have been dealing with a really nasty sinus infection over the past couple days, and no bueno. It has been no bueno. And as a matter of fact, right before I was about to record this episode, I had this whole cough attack, but I was like, wait. I'm not going to let that stop me from recording TKO, because when I go into TKO, it's like the combat sports gods just bless me with this protection, and you know, like, I'm not going to let that get to me. I will not let it get to me. But all that being said, please, everybody, take care of your health. Honestly, it's not like you will start to miss your healthy state after a while. And on top of that, if you have to take time off from work and school, like, you know, that is what it is in and of itself. So it starts to take a toll on you. Personally, today, I woke up, I was like, ooh, today is going to be a great day. I feel so much better than the other days. And then my health was like, psych, haha, you thought, huh? So anyways, keep on top of your exercise routine. Make sure you don't hang out with people who are sick. And make sure that you are taking necessary precautions to make sure that you will stay healthy, because that's really important. You don't want to stay sick for too long. And by the way, excuse me if I do have to clear my my throat every now and then. I did have a really bad cough attack before starting to record. I thought, oh my God, where's my speed dial for 911? Anyways, it's all good now. We're good. We're good. I made it work for this recording, so it will work until the end of this recording. All right, so I hope that, actually, happy March. Hello, happy March. I hope that, you know, all the stuff that came with February, all the hustle and grind and just hardship with February is gone now. We had a leap year this year. That's gone now. Hello, March. Hello, start of spring. Hello. I love March. March is probably one of my favorite months of the year, because to me personally, from my perspective, it's the beginning of many amazing things. We have the official first day of spring occurring in March, which coincides with Persian New Year, and that's really special to me personally. And also the weather starts to get kind of nice outside. And it has been okay for the past couple of days at least. But yeah, before that, well, again, that was all February's thing. We had a whole snowstorm, right? And thankfully, hopefully, we won't have any of that happen in March. But bye-bye, February. Hello, Miss March. Hopefully, it brings a whole bunch of prosperity for everybody listening to this episode right now. Not me trying to make this one of those like TikTok for you page videos. Like, if this video comes across your page, it means that you were meant to see this. If you happen to be listening to this episode of TKO, it was meant to happen. I hope that you have a beautiful day ahead. I hope that you have a beautiful month of March ahead. You were meant to listen to this. Anyways, okay. I digress. I knew I was gonna start to feel better once I started recording TKO. Shout out to all the combat sports gods out there. Shout out to you guys, TKO Nation. Love you guys so much. Yeah, I feel like maybe who cares about antibiotics when you're sick? Maybe I should just do TKO every single day, you know? TKO for the soul. Anyways, I love you guys so much. I hope that I'm actually recording this episode very early on in the week. I'm recording it on a Monday, which is a little bit earlier than usual. But with that, I just want to wish everybody an amazing week ahead. I hope that your week is productive. I hope that you have stamina to carry through challenges and hardship. And I hope that you believe in yourself, because I believe in you. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. That's all the good wishes and everything out of the way. Now, like I said, the month of March is one of my all-time favorite months of the year for many reasons. And this particular year, it's one of my favorites because we have, you know, we literally just started March and we have so many amazing events coming up already in the realm of combat sports. Coming up this Friday, coming up this Saturday. Oh my goodness. Okay, before I forget, actually. So maybe I should go back a couple days and recall some of the amazing things that have occurred in the month of March. So yeah, I'll kind of do like a retrograde thing, and then I'll move forward prospective with some of the things that we have coming up ahead in terms of fights and whatnot for this upcoming weekend. So this past weekend, jumping right into it, y'all. This past weekend, we had some really, exciting fight cards, boxing fight cards that happened over this past Saturday. They happened in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And the main event was supposed to happen between Amanda Serrano and her opponents. This was mainly a MVP promotion fight card. So MVP is the promotion that now represents Amanda Serrano, Javon Juan Walton, the child prodigy, the guy that we basically grew up watching on TV and who picked up boxing from a very young age. Javon Juan Walton was fighting, and Jake Paul. So MVP Promotions manages all these folks, and all these folks were fighting this past Saturday. So just a fast sort of breakdown for this fight card. For these particular bouts involving these people, rather, Javon Juan Walton he already had made his professional debut. He's only 17 years old, mind you. In his professional debut prior, he had already won a fight, but that wasn't televised. This was the first professional fight that he was having that was actually supposed to be televised. So it happened, and his opponent was probably more than 20 years older than him, which was just absolutely, it baffled me. So they were fighting, and I feel like Javon Juana, he really did his best considering his age and experience level compared to the guy who was fighting against him. I mean, in all honesty, yeah, like the weights match, the other guy had also recently turned to pro. But I mean, still, like, we're the age difference is huge in my opinion, and I mean, I don't know what the other guy's background has been prior to doing professional boxing, but he looked like a pretty good athlete. So he might have been involved with other sports before he started boxing, because he looked really agile and really, really darn good with his footwork and everything else, putting pressure on Javon. Javon as well, though, I mean, I feel like, again, we have to give him credit. He did what he thought was best to do. He's only 17 years old. I want you guys to reflect back on what the heck you were doing when you were 17 years old. I mean, for me, I was, I was just focused on doing homework and being a nerd at school. And this was way before my TKO days. This was when I was focused on getting an A+ on all of my courses so I could get accepted into biomedical sciences at the university. Anyways, This was when I was having my med school aspiration. Anyways, what am I even saying, man? Anyways, so Javon Wana, yeah, he's 17. He did his best, in my opinion, and a lot of people agree with me on this as well. For his Asian experience level, I think he did the best that he could. And, you know, at first, I feel like Javon put pressure on his opponent. And later on, his opponent tried to put pressure on him. Javon was getting hit, but he wasn't being like wobbled or getting knocked down or anything of that sort. I think he held up pretty good, but the judges actually saw it as a majority draw. So, yeah. So one referee gave it a draw. One referee gave it to Javon. And I think another referee gave it to his opponent, if I'm not mistaken. So it was a draw. I mean, it's better than a loss, 100%. Javon was not happy, though. I mean, I feel like he's being too hard on himself. But if he's not, then how the heck is he supposed to grow? And so for that reason, I actually really do applaud him. For him at that young age to be like, you know what? I could have done better. I feel like the moment got the best of me. I feel like I have so much more in store to show the world. That's great. Like, that's a 17-year-old telling us all this stuff. Like, I mean, I'm not trying to say this as a diss, but his prefrontal cortex isn't properly developed. And this man is having these reflections and, you know, making all these comments right after a fight that he had. That wasn't even a loss. But that just goes to show that, you know, he has the potential to be one of the greatest out there. And if this is what he's capable of at 17 years old, at his second ever professional fight, then just imagine how much more he can accomplish when he gets older, right? So kudos to him, honestly. He comes from one of the best, should I say, boxing families. His father, DJ Walton, is his coach. He's also a boxer. But their whole family are boxers and athletes. And they invest a lot of effort and time and money into their children's athletic development. I think Javon Wana Walton's twin brother is also really big in baseball. So they're all really big in sports. Anyways, great fight nonetheless, even though it was a draw. I'm really excited to see what Javon is going to show to the world later on when he gets older. Not even that, just like literally for his next fight, I'm excited to see the progress that he'll be making from this point onward. Onward, haha, because that's their brand. Onward, that's their family brand. Anyways, so that was that. And then fast forward to the co-main event. Jake Paul was fighting his opponent. And he put on a pretty good show. Now, I have already expressed my opinions on Jake Paul as a celebrity boxer. So initially, when he got into this new realm of celebrity boxing, honestly, I couldn't really take him seriously. I thought the talk and the trash talk and the... He had a louder mouth than he did for... Like, his mouth was speaking louder than his skills, if that makes sense. But later on, the tables turned. I feel like he is walking the talk eventually. And he's getting better with every fight, so that they're actually putting him on legitimate fight cards, not just exhibition fights. That being said, I really think that we still have to see him fight against a legitimate boxer, not just like random guys, not just retired MMA fighters, but an actual legitimate boxer, a boxer who has potential to get to the top. Like, they're there, but they're still on their way to get to the top. I want to see that fight for Jake Paul, because we've seen enough times that, yeah, I mean, Jake Paul, like, if you put like a random person in front of him, yeah, he's going to beat him up. He's going to knock him out. What about a legitimate fighter, though? That's the question that remains to be answered. And I look forward to seeing that happen in the near future. I really hope that Jake develops his boxing skills to a level that he is able to actually shut the haters down for real. Like, I'm saying this as, you know, with so much, like, me trying to stay impartial. Like, I am just saying it objectively, so that Jake Paul, like, if he really claims that he's a legitimate boxer, that's what he needs to do in order to advance to that next level. Nonetheless, great fight. He dominated over his opponent. Good for him, you know. Anyways, fast forward to the main event, Amanda Serrano. They all walked out to the ring, and the ring announcer said, "Oh, so the main event is canceled." And everybody's like, "What? Like, what's happening?" They said that they were going to refund everybody who purchased tickets to come watch the fight because the main event was completely scrapped last minute, right? And they were saying, so Amanda Serrano, she was standing in a corner, sunglasses on, crying really hard. We feel for her. She had her hair done. She looked like ready to go. And then they came out saying later that Amanda Serrano, when she was getting her hair done, like braided 2 days before, she went for a run or something the day after, and a chemical product went into her eye and it started irritating her eye. And then later on, the day of the fight, when the doctors wanted to examine her before the fight, the doctors could not give her medical clearance because her cornea was detached or something along those lines. So they said that if she were to fight, like, there's a chance that she will go blind or lose her vision, which, I mean, obviously we don't want that for her or anybody else. So they had to cancel the fight. Now, I'm really curious because they didn't say if there was going to be a new, like, quote-unquote rain check day for this fight to actually happen. I also wonder what's going to happen with their paychecks, especially for her opponent, especially for her. Because, I mean, honestly, it wasn't like her fault. Like, she did eye drops on her eye to deliberately try to screw her eye over. She looked so ready to go. Even on the weigh-ins, they looked really ready to go, like, even in the moment. So it is really heartbreaking. It is disappointing. But I really wonder what actually happened behind the scenes. What's going to happen with their finances? Is there going to be a replacement fight? And also, speaking of replacement fights, I was surprised that they didn't have a person as a backup for the main event in case one of the opponent, like, something happened with one of the opponents, because that's what they usually do with big MMA fights. But I was surprised that they didn't have a replacement person just there, like a backup person, just in case. They usually do that, but they didn't have it in this case. So anyways, you know, stuff happens. Heartbreaking nonetheless. Really hope that Amanda Serrano makes a comeback. We hope that she can make a proper recovery with her eye. But that was the matter at hand. This past Saturday, boxing fights in Puerto Rico. But overall, very exciting fights. And also, this is not combat sports related, but I recently started following bodybuilding events, and y'all already know I'm Persian, right? Like, Persian, hardcore Persian. And if you are a fan of bodybuilding, you probably know that this past weekend we also had the Arnold Classic competition. Holla! And if you do catch it with your bodybuilding news, you know that Mr. the one and only Hadi Chupan won Arnold Classic. He's also the former Mr. Olympia. And this was just, this was amazing to watch. And his physique was absolutely phenomenal. I'm not even going to pretend to know the sport level that I know combat sports, but I recently started watching. As a sports enthusiast, I love watching all sports. But in this case, this was the first time I actually tuned into a whole Arnold Classic, like, from start to finish. And it was really interesting to see how the scoring system works, and for Hadi to actually get the W. He was personally praised by Mr. Olympia himself, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it was really great to see. But that was another thing that happened over this past weekend. Shout out to everybody who competed. Arnold Classic. All right. So, oh my goodness, I haven't even started with the breakdowns on the show. For this reason, I wish that we had more time to talk about things, but I'll try my best to fit everything in the next 10 minutes or so. So, this upcoming Friday, like I said, we have a bunch of amazing fight cards happening in the month of March, starting, Well, I mean, it already kickstarted this past weekend, but this Friday we have a very much anticipated boxing fight, heavyweight boxing fight happening between Anthony Joshua. Boxing's poster boy, am I right? Anthony Joshua fighting off against Francis Ngannou. So Francis Ngannou, we already know him, former heavyweight champion of the UFC, now fights for PFL championships. He previously fought Tyson Fury in boxing to make his boxing debut. He lost that fight, but he made a long-lasting impression on everybody watching this fight, which was that he knocked down Tyson Fury in that fight. He knocked down the heavyweight boxing champion of the world as somebody was making his boxing debut. And Tyson Fury, I mean, y'all, if you know your boxing, you know how hardcore of a man and a boxer that guy is. And for him to be knocked down by a MMA fighter, that's, yeah, that's just, yeah, you already know. So that's been Francis Ngannou's past background in boxing. So now will be the real test, because, I mean, is it going to be the real test? Time will tell. Because in this case, I feel like, Anthony Joshua is definitely going to be coming into this fight super duper prepared. I feel like he's going to be, okay, I'm trying to choose my words really, really wisely so I don't piss anybody off saying what I'm about to say. But I feel like compared to Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua is more of a dynamic fighter. He's younger, or I mean, is he younger? I don't think he's younger, but he's definitely more dynamic. He likes to vary things up. And I'm really excited to see how things are going to go down in this fight. Especially because Anthony Joshua, he has previously shown that he is prone to getting wobbled by heavy, heavy shots by past opponents. If you recall, that's exactly how he lost his titles initially to Andy Ruiz Jr. He got caught by a really nasty shot and he was TKO'd, right? And so, yeah, in this case, we're talking about the heavy shots of a MMA fighter who usually delivers heavier shots because of the fact that their gloves are usually smaller. So the impact of the shots are much, much more. And so, yeah, so this is the guy that he's going to be heading off against. And it's giving me goosebumps. It's happening on Friday night. I have a strong feeling that somebody's going to go down, in the sense of being knocked out. Francis Ngannou has the toughest chin. When he was in MMA, his biggest weakness was his wrestling. But this is boxing, baby. Like, he doesn't even have to worry about that. It's all about striking here. And if you can't catch Francis with your shots, then he's gonna retaliate and catch you with his shots. We're talking about that Ford Escort going on full speed, hitting you in the face whenever Francis Ngannou hits you in the face. So I'm really curious to see how Anthony Joshua is going to prepare himself for that mentally, physically, like in all aspects, right? And I feel like in this case, a lot of pressure is on Anthony Joshua, given that he is the one representing the sport of boxing. He is the one who has been the champion for as long as he's been in boxing. Francis Ngannou, though, he's coming in as the underdog. He's got nothing to prove. Even if he is able to knock down Anthony Joshua, again, that's another W in the eyes of the people. But even if he loses that fight, but he is able to put on a great performance, that's still a win for him, in my opinion. But again, he has nothing to lose because at the end of the day, he's not even a boxer. But if he is able to humble professional boxers, yeah, that's a big win. But if Anthony Joshua is not able to catch up with the level of performance that Francis is going to bring to the fight, even if he wins the fight, it is going to be considered a loss in everybody else's mind. You know, you see where I'm going with this? So overall, very excited for this fight. It's happening in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, aka the Mecca of boxing these days. And Friday night, like I said, I have to check the time though. I'm so sorry, I haven't checked it yet. But Friday night, I'm getting the news that we're going to be watching these, the fight on Friday night. So make sure you catch up with it. Do not miss it. It's not on Saturday. But you know what's on Saturday night? It's UFC 299, which is happening in Miami, Florida, baby. So, oh my goodness. This is going to be a great, great fight card. The headliner fight is going to be a amazing bantamweight championship fight between the current champion, Sean O'Malley, fighting off against Marlon Vera for the second time. I really want to break down these fights in more detail, but I think, unfortunately, we only have time to just go through the fights, just previewing them. So that's going to be the main event of the evening. The co-main event is going to be a stellar lightweight fight between the UFC veteran Dustin Poirier, who's going to be fighting off against Benoit Saint-Denis, who only has one loss on his professional record. He's an absolute beast. I was just looking at his record, previously, and he is really good with submissions. So, oh, that's scary. I'm actually scared. And hopefully Dustin Poirier is able to overcome that. If not, I just want them to all put on a great performance. And another fight that I want to point out here is the welterweight fight between Kevin Holland, another veteran in the UFC, who's going to be fighting off against Michael Venom Page. Yes, you heard it right. Michael Venom Page no longer fights for Bellator. And isn't that surreal now? I'm sorry. I'm just like, I'm giggling because I'm actually getting so excited for this fight. This will be his UFC debut. And I feel like the matchup against Kevin Holland is actually really great for him stylistically. They both are very similar in the way that they fight. It'll be a great test for Michael Venom Page's, you know, Do you possess what needs to be possessed as a UFC fighter, Michael Venom Page? We shall see on fight night when he fight against Kevin Holland. Overall, Venom Page is really notorious for his unorthodox style of fighting. And so that's something that Kevin Holland needs to watch out for. He needs to be on guard all the time. There's no way that he can predict what Venom Page is going to be bringing to the table in this case. But overall, hey, anything can go down. Again, I hope that the moment doesn't get the best of him. For Venom Page, UFC debut. He was so great in Bellator, but the UFC is the UFC, right? So that's going to be a little bit difficult. I hope that he's able to handle the pressure from that. But Kevin Holland, Michael Venom Page, I can already predict that it is going to be an amazing fight. I predict it to be a stand-up game. It's going to be a striking game for both of these guys. But those are only some of the amazing fights that we're going to be having for this UFC 290 and 299 fight card happening in Miami, Florida. Man, the amount of times that I wish I lived in Miami to be able to not just enjoy the beach and the nightlife, but also to be able to watch this fight. Alas, the day will come that I'm no longer a PhD student and I can actually splurge and go party in Miami and watch fights with friends. Anyways, I'm just looking at the clock right now. That is all the time we're going to be having for this week, y'all. Make sure you go to cfru.ca to catch up with previous episodes. You can also go to Spotify and Apple Podcasts to download our episodes. And until next time, it's your girl, Jenon, right here. And this is TKO. Peace out.